We're back from recess, and on the agenda we have a series of bid items, and we'll turn it over to you, Mr. Erickson, and Mr. Hayes. Excuse me.
Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen. We're here this morning to make a formal recommendations on several outstanding items, and the first one, we'll just go by what's listed here, is the bid that we opened last week for motor and hydraulic oils, bid number 201210-200, we have used the time since the bid opening to review all those responses and categorize them accordingly, and Mr. Hayes is prepared to make a recommendation to you all to the board.
Morning, gentlemen. We received three bids on our motor oils and hydraulic oils, and this is going to be for all four of our shop locations. The three bids we received, Dennis Oil Company, Springfield, Missouri, Oakland Lubrication of Nixon, Missouri, and Schaefer Manufacturing Company of St. Louis, Missouri. And we're going to recommend that we go with Oakland Lubrication out of Nixon, Missouri.
Randy, is that a primary? Are you going to have a secondary awarded, or are you just going to do one?
That's mainly going to be just our main company we'll go with. Now, small items, I would like the option to buy, but we pretty much honored the bid. They can provide all the products that were needed here. If there's something unusual, we do have the other companies, if they don't carry it, to be able to handle that.
As long as it's under the bid amount.
As long as it's under the bid amount.
So Oakland
Lubrication out of Nixon, Missouri.
And that's for all motor oil and hydraulic oils?
That's for all motor oils, hydraulic oils, and grease that we primarily use in quantities that would run over our bid amounts.
All right. Motion to award Oakland Lubrication from Nixa, bid number 201210-200.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to award bid for motor oil, hydraulic oils, and grease, bid number 201210-200, to Oakland, as I said, Lubrication out of Nixa, Missouri. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. On our agenda, the next one listed is transfer station, but also we have radio equipment. One of the vendors is here for the radio equipment bid, so I'd like to move to that one, if that's okay.
Surely.
We're prepared to make a recommendation on our radio equipment bid, which was designed for us to be able to comply with the narrow banding FCC requirement mandate for all of our road and bridge equipment, and that's bid number 201210-198. Excuse me, 199.
198 or 199?
No, 198. I had it right the first time. Okay. Sorry. And this was a bid that we opened last week as well, and we have taken the time since then to review all the responses in detail. And again, Mr. Hayes is prepared to make a recommendation for award.
Our recommendation on our radio bid is going to be for RCS Radio Communication Specialist out of Springfield.
Radio Communication Specialists?
Yes.
Motion to award radio equipment bid numbers 201210-198 to Radio Communication Specialist from Springfield.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to award radio equipment bid number 2012-10-198 to RCS. Is it RCS Radio Communication Specialist?
Yes.
Out of Springfield. Discussion. Were you involved in this bid process?
Yes, sir.
Did you have a question about this at all, or no?
No, I'm fine.
Gentlemen? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Then the next item is the award recommendation for the transfer station modifications, and that is RFQ number 201210-199. We opened those responses last week for transfer station modifications. We received responses from several engineering companies. Mr. Scott Sterrett had taken the lead on this project regarding the responses and reviewing all of those. And he is out this week, but he did send me a letter recommending HDR for award on this RFQ. And I understand there'll be several additional meetings, et cetera, that'll have to take place, obviously, between Scott and Road and Bridge and HDR regarding these modifications so that we are compliant with the DNR letters that you all are acutely aware of, but just a few things there that needed to be handled. In his letter, of which for some mysterious reason this morning I was not allowed to bring it up on my computer, but I could look at it on my handheld, and he did list four or five different specific items why he was recommending HDR. Basically, short version, streamlined version, is their extensive experience in dealing with transfer stations, which was a mandatory requirement within the RFQ specs initially. Their local knowledge of the project, which was also a required bid spec, and a few other things that he mentioned within his letter, which I'll add to the bid file once I figure out what the snafu is on getting it brought up on my computer and printed. And so in his behalf, I am stepping in and recommending for award on that RFQ to HDR Engineering.
Motion to award bid number 201210-199, transfer station modifications to HDR.
Second motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to award bid number 2012-10-199, transfer station modifications to HDR as per recommendation. Discussion?
Yes, I would like a copy of his comments also
certainly
on file for the County Commission's office. I know you keep them, but we would like to have them also.
You want the minute his email input in?
I'll send the email. I'll forward the email that I got from Scott.
Okay. The question is, did you want that in the minutes, or did you just want it on file in the office?
I just want it filed for us.
Never. Okay. Gotcha.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. The last item that I'm assigned to on your agenda this morning is to discuss Managed Print Services reference bid number 201205-182. And as you all know, we've been working on this one since early spring. Mark Riss and I have collaborated, so to speak, and communicated with the various vendors coming up with pricing equipment, which we talked about several times, buying equipment under the existing contract via bid and placed through AEPA. The question was on services, and we have contacted the Kyocera, local Kyocera vendors, and they've submitted a couple of different levels of services pricing for us. Mark is still working on that, and he ran into a situation this morning that has caused him to be delayed and has not made it here yet this morning. So I'll have to ask for that to be rescheduled. As there he's walking in now.
Dramatic entrance right there.
I was about to ask for that to be rescheduled. But
I'm
what, next Thursday? Just Thursday?
With 2 days from now, Thursday? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then let's just, we don't have to postpone it. We'll just have Nikki reschedule the bid number 2012-05-182 to reschedule it for Thursday. Okay.
Are you in that form of a motion?
No, we'll just, I'm just letting Nikki know upstairs that she's rescheduled that for Thursday.
Yeah, I've got 99% of the data ready now. There's just a handful of accessories I'm tracking down for every one of these printers and copiers that do seem to add up, so it will affect the final number. That I'm sure will kind of guide a decision here. So.
Okay. Appreciate that, Mark, very much.
Thank you.
Let me ask a question regarding that, because I know we were at a point of potentially moving forward, but there was a hitch on the size of the equipment. Do we still have the low price per copy? There was no.
I actually do have some notes on the price per copy that we can talk about real quick. Of course, the lowest price per copy comes in when we are printing to a big machine that represents like a copier, okay?
Washing machines, I call them.
Yeah. One of the vendors hit us back with, after we went and reminded them that the bigger departments within the county, like the circuit clerk and prosecuting attorneys, or even Mr. Erickson's office, he needs a smaller printer in his office. He's not going to print to the copier that's on the other end of the building every time. After that, they were, oh, well, yeah, that low rate isn't going to apply to printing to desktop laser printers. Mm. So they ended up giving us individual rates for certain devices. So for a desktop printer, it's rate A. If it's a copier, it's rate F. You know, of course, the copiers are way cheaper than the desktop printers. I've still been running the numbers on that just because we do know how much volume we have right now. And I kind of just split it in half where I have our copier volume right now, and I just took the difference from what we're doing in copier volume, subtract it from the total, and just assumed that the rest is all desktop printer. And I still think we'd be able to put a huge dent in what we're spending in toner and an inkjet still. So
I'm hopeful that we don't get to the point that we're just chasing our tail looking to find some solution that will keep us under that magical $4,500 90-day period. If, in fact, we have to bid this apples to apples and oranges to oranges, I wish we'd get in the process so that if we've got to go buy all new equipment, we need to bite that bullet perhaps and do it if it's going to save us in the long run, if we can find a contract for services that, in fact, is going to save us that money.
Right. And that's what we're really doing, and that's exactly what I'm doing right now, is getting this list set up. So if we do have to put this out for bid on the service, we can say, these are the machines that we have. Vendor A, give us a bid. Vendor B, give us a bid. And we will get an apples-to-apples bid
but
at that point.
But didn't we kind of have that from one company that bid like 139 machines?
Well, they did, but then they bid it on, they wanted to lease us the machines, where the other ones were going to provide us the machines.
But if we set the specs and say, here it is, here's what we're going to go purchase,
right?
What's it going to cost us to maintain, and we define that narrowly, then we will have apples to apples.
We'll have apples to apples, and there will be no, the price will be what it is at that point.
The reason I'm making this comment now is it's mid-November. I'd love to get this taken care of before first of year, if at all possible.
I would too.
Thursday could be the golden day.
Thursday could be the golden day.
Thursday could be the day.
Okay, all right. My apologies. We will look forward to that. Just in case Nikki wasn't listening, we need to follow up with her, though, Ron, and let her know that we need to come back on the agenda.
I certainly will. Thank you. Do you have anything else for me?
No, sir. Okay. Thank both of you. And Mark, thanks for all the time you're putting into this.
Thank you. No problem.
Fire drill.
Mr. Hayes? Road and Bridge staff departmental update.
I don't know. I saw that too. I don't know.
That pamphlet there, the roadside design guide, that's pertaining to what we discussed in our conference call earlier, and we'll also forward a copy to Pat Keck. So when we meet Friday, I think we're scheduled to meet with him Friday out there. It kind of give you a little bit of information there.
That's MoDOT scale.
Yeah, this is basically ASHTO. I do have the Missouri specifications 2004 version MoDOTs as far as material, as far as guardrail type material and all that. And that's basically the same thing that's in our bid spec. This kind of gives you some pretty much guidelines, and a lot of it basically pertaining to if we see a hazard there, kind of gives you some guidelines to follow, so basically. And that's kind of what engineers follow, too.
But now, our main interest is that Pat Keck get that and have a
right,
review
and
of it.
I got that by email and forward that to Nikki to forward on to her. So
okay.
She should have that, and I'll double-check with make sure
a phone
that
call.
She does have that. So
a phone call later today would be go ahead and...
Okay. That's.
I know she's real busy right now. So.
That's basically what that is. Birmingham Road, that with, I've talked to you earlier about, I'd like to try to improve and widen part of that. What I would like to do is go ahead and survey that for the first half mile or so just to see where our right-of-way lays within that road to see what kind of improvements, make sure we don't need any additional right-of-way to see if it's going to work. With that being developed with the subdivision...
How much right-of-way do we have down there, Randy?
Do I?
How much right-of-way do we have?
Currently on map, and it'll show 30 feet plus. We should have an additional 10 feet for that first half mile, which should give us 40 feet. And if we can do some improvements within that 40 feet, it depending on where that lays, we should be able to make a fairly decent, a lot safer road out of that.
At that cost, to go, I'm saying go ahead and let's find out where we're at.
Yeah, you have to.
So I will need to meet with some utilities as far as water and electric, too. So.
Well, we can talk about it at 11. Contracts.
Sorry, that's what happened.
Your question is, can you move forward on Birmingham Road to see if, in fact, we need additional right-of-way to expand what's needed down there? And I don't have
I would like to survey at least if I can see staking and flagging to know if this is... if we can make the improvements we think, or are we going to need some additional
How much time do you think that will take, Randy?
Depending on the surveyors, they're going to need 2-3 days probably or less to go out there and stake it. You know, I mean, you should have the information. It is a subdivision on mainly the one side. That was his estimate as far as cost, so any... He thought he could do that in just a day or two.
What length of road are you talking
about? It's basically going from 76 in approximately half a mile. That's to the end of the subdivision.
I got you.
But we're planning on going on down farther later, right?
Later, yes. I would like to improve it later on, but
Go ahead.
I agree.
All right. The next item, I did meet with Mr. Suti and Joe Tarvin with Aegis in discussion how they were going to upgrade the lift station there on Dale Avenue, and they're basically, their upgrade's going to take it to the same elevation that I want to take and fill the road in. they are currently are going to change their approach into it, which won't encompass what we're doing. It actually work in working with them, I think it'll be a good improvement. Their approach, they're going to try to acquire some more room for that and be above the lift station where it exists right now. So the one thing I would like to do to see if it's doable is have the corner staked, and I think they're going to locate some corners, that company there. So if they're going to do that, that's going to help me as far as knowing if this fill is going to be doable or will there need to be additional right-of-way. The other thing I'd like to do is meet on site with the Corps representatives to make sure can we acquire some fill there on their property, and that meets kind of their guidelines. If we put fill in, we need to remove some. Is there something there that's usable within close proximity? So that's where I'm at, basically, with that. The building at the mechanics facility, I have looked at this. I've also talked with O'Reilly Company. They do have I don't know what the terminology is for it, some money available to help assist in creating a paint shop, basically all the materials and equipment. I currently have Frank Cotty's looking that over to see if that's something that we can do, and also I'm going to have Ron Erickson look at that. We currently have a bid with him on our filters and some of our parts and different things that we purchased through him. But they can help us as far as certifying our people to do this, also helping us in creating a paint shop there with the existing building and meeting all the EPA guidelines. So right now I don't have a dollar figure. The building is doable to do that in one side of the building. We do have to close off one side of the building to kind of use the existing building and make a paint booth. There's some things that will have to be changed, a little bit electrical to make that safe. Will have to be a vent system go into the building. So as soon as I find out if meet on site with O'Reilly representative at least one more time, I'll get a better idea on kind of an estimated cost. But it is doable.
Okay.
So.
When did you say you'll have?
Well, I'd like to have that, you know, before the end of the year, at least kind of a cost estimate, and then...
We've been talking about it a little while.
Right, and then possibly be able to move forward to have it maybe operational by the time the weather warms up.
Well, we have some money in capital, but I guess my question is, wasn't the concept behind the paint shop was to paint during the off time? So, like,
part of that can be done during off season, but if we get up and going, I mean, this is something that can be used year round because of the amount of equipment, and you know, if it takes them a week or two per piece of equipment, depending on what we, and it's not only for Road and Bridge, but maybe in other departments can utilize this too. And
is this one- or two-person staffing, or is it
more? I'm thinking like a two-person staffing would be able to do this, what I'm thinking, not much more than that.
Well, bring us back.
Yeah, give us the estimate.
Give us the estimate and bring that back to us so we can make a decision before the first of the year on this. I'd like to get moving on it.
I agree.
All right. The other on the... we would like to move forward in prospect creating a storage pole building at the Mount Branson facility. One of the things we're running out of is places to store pieces of equipment like our paint truck or vac truck. We got room for our old trucks and chip spreader, and by the time we put our off-season equipment that we use through the summer away, we basically filled everything up. In fact, we're storing the paint truck right now at the mechanics facility because we're no longer using F Highway. So
my only question to that is, let's not look piecemeal it. I mean, I hate to see us do a pole barn. The next year I hear you guys do a pole barn again because you ran out of space. I'd rather do something, if we need something larger for all the pieces, let's do that versus piecemealing a bunch of individual buildings.
What, the, okay. what they've got, Jim, and I'm in total agreement with you on that. They've got the old salt shed that
right.
was there, and it actually has a footing and a wall, and it goes down so far, and then for outside storage of finer materials and things like that, it has another extension. I'd like to see the entire thing covered.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. And I've been out there.
Wall.
I was out there not too long ago, and just when you mentioned that, I'm thinking, let's.
Yeah, let's don't put yeah. one half and then stagger it and put another.
Let's
half.
Look at a, let's look at a structure,
look
Randy.
A structure big enough to take care of what we need to store.
Yeah, and right and if it's not a pole barn, let's bid out a building. Let's. I mean.
The only downside to that particular side is the terrain. We're going to have to make sure we can make that the elevations work, so we're not
and
have to build a 6-8 foot retaining wall just to make a level doable.
My
foundation.
Only thing is, I just don't think we want a bunch of individual buildings out there. And so
no, I want to make one building that will take care of all that. And
I'm in favor of protecting our equipment and,
okay.
and do it the best way possible, but it just you take Danny's suggestion and get a price and let us know.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's something we can do, obviously.
And I'm not worried about the split elevation. That there's an elevation to where they've had the salt sheds and the old building has served its purpose. And actually, the storm, it helped through the storm. But then as you go past it, there's a wall
and, it steps
and
in.
there's a separation and another footing and an open area. And I'd like to cover the entire deal. I'm not worried about the making it all even. I'm talking about the roof line and everything being even.
But it steps down inside.
Right.
Steps down inside.
Tier and terrace it.
We had some preliminary, I think Devin acquired a cost estimate, but it really wasn't big enough to, he was trying to encompass what he was putting in there right then, but it really needs to be a little wider. He had the length pretty close, but then we got discussing that step down. There will need to be step down because we'll have to go with the terrain, but the roof line itself needs to remain one roof.
Yeah.
But the other thing is I'd like to enclose at least three sides of that also so we don't have problem with wind.
No, I'm fine.
Removing
I'm
a roof,
fine.
Make just, it structurally you just, sound.
You
so.
Bid, you let us know what you
right.
want, but I want it big enough that we don't have to come back in 12 months and ask for more.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking at also.
The last item I have on here is, we talked about some equipment, and one thing I want to get, when we get talking about next year's budget, what I have in there, depending on how that plays out, might be a possibility. I'd like to add more in that particular line item because there's some equipment we're looking at we'll probably need to replace, and then we were talking about adding a spray truck equipment possibility in there. So there is some equipment I'd like to replace, and we do have a couple pieces of equipment that one of them is one that's been wrecked. It's just sitting there on one of the yards. I'd like to get rid of it, and we have another one, I think, that the hot tank. I'd like to be able to scrap that out, make the trailer itself sellable, but scrap out the tank off the top of it. If I can figure out how to get rid of the oil that's in there, it has a certain amount of oil.
Right.
I need to figure out how I can get rid of that. But then we have some trucks we need to replace, so but we can talk about that a little later.
I mean, do you have a number? Budget. I mean, we're going to go into. Are you talking about buying now or buying next
no,
year?
No, buying next through well, next year, not now.
Well, then, I mean, that's going to come up in budget hearing discussions.
Okay.
Yeah.
We know we can't say
I'm
no
pretty
no
much
equipment for
up this year, so I can't.
We pretty much froze you for 2 years, if not 3 years. So we know you can't stay frozen for years,
right?
Because
goes,
of your wear and tear.
It goes along with your item on your paint shop. I mean,
okay.
The reason we're doing the paint shop is so that we don't have to replace a lot of equipment, and we can just update the appearance of, and the have the mechanics evaluate the equipment, and if it's good enough to service for 4 or 5 years, then we need to do a paint job on them and keep them the appearance to the public. But now, all that discussion on equipment, that's for the budget hearing. When we get down to budget hearings, as far as I'm concerned, don't you think, gentlemen?
I do.
All right. That's all I have. If you gentlemen
how busy is our Thursday?
It's full. Because we've got legal update in the morning, and then we've got this other stuff.
Randy, let's take a look at November 27th on your calendar and see if you can come and sit with us, and we will work through R&B budget.
Okay. November 27th?
That's a Tuesday, following the first half day on Monday when we start this process.
Right.
I'd like to...
Well, does that give him time for kind of an estimate on is what you prepared for us on these buildings and setups, that's off of this year's budget, or is that existing from coming on next year's budget?
We have one of the buildings, we have some insurance money left over that I was going to try to use. Part of that is the pole building at the Mount Branson.
Okay,
but
as long as you get
that figured out. I don't
think
it'll put it big enough. With what we have left there is not going to be enough to put a big enough building to meet the need. So I'll bring you an estimate. Part of it will come out of next year. We won't be able to get all this done, and it's going to have to all come out of next year's budget, basically.
I just wanted to answer your question, Ron, about timing and everything. So we're fine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Be prepared on that day for us to build a budget.
Okay.
And... because we're going to try to expedite the budgetary process for next year.
Okay.
And if there's part of it that we can accommodate this year, then by all means we need to do that if it's within the budget.
Okay. Well, I'll have some information on equipment and buildings and grounds, and then basically our maintenance, surfacing, a few things so we can kind of... be ready.
All right.
All right.
Anything else, Randy?
That's basically all I got. I am going to be here to be at a couple of meetings, but other than that, I'm going to try to take some time the rest of this week and next week, so I'll be in and out, but I do have a few meetings to come to, so.
But the work on Birmingham Road for that first half mile, that's this year, right?
Potentially, that's going to be kind of a winter project. As soon as I find out some information on a water line that's already there that we might have to help move once I get with the water district, that I'd like to have done and widened out and ready for surface for next year.
What's happened on the road problem that we were having the GPS problems with over by Branson?
I'm going to meet with Frank tomorrow or Thursday morning to discuss that. And I mean, you guys wanted to do a vacate. That was Shady Drive. That's what
your Shady
to.
Drive
potentially. That's
potentially. I'm going to meet with him Thursday morning before he. Catch him before he meets with you guys, and him and I are going to sit down and discuss that and try to move, get that underway.
Anything else, gentlemen, for Randy?
Mm-mm.
You will be around the office here later today.
Actually, I'm going to try to probably cut and leave out of here pretty quick.
Randy, we're going to
I've
got to
come back this evening for claim P&Z.
We have a... following our meeting with EEZ, we have an executive session that you need to be potentially a part of. Is that where you're headed?
That's what it says right here. So.
And okay. That's going to be... Becky, did they give you all an informal time that we would be having a meeting regarding EEZ this morning?
Oh, it's at 9:30.
Pardon?
9:30.
Is that Pacific Pacific Standard Time? Or?
I thought it was 10:45.
I think it's 11.
But you think it's 11?
I can stay around. That's not a problem.
We will, the time that we're going to conduct this hearing, I don't think will take very long, but following that, we've got two or three major issues that we need to chat with you about.
Okay.
Is that all right? I'm
yeah.
keeping you from something that
no.
you need to get away from. Are you sure?
No, but that's fine. I'll be here.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
And let's not forget we were going to call Mr. Soutine and have him come back for his part of exec as well. Is Jonas going to be here for the gentlemen? Let's stand in recess and
do you want to, or are you just going to executive and knock some of this stuff out real fast? We have 20 minutes.
Well, why didn't we keep Randy in here? That would have been. It's just that we have to shut her down and start her back up. We can handle it.
Well, we've got two different issues to deal with, but I don't understand the posting. What it is.
I don't either. I guess the question is, we got 20 minutes. You want to take a break for 20 minutes or go?
I'd just soon get this over with if we can.
That's fine. Ron, what's your thoughts?
Well, I see that we've got EEZ scheduled for 10. That's why I'm...
I know.
It's 11 now. Mike Chipman told me it was 11.
The official agenda is 10. Okay.
Did you hear that? You're not. Let's stand in recess until 11, take care of that business,
10.
And then do our, 10. until 10, until 11.